Mr. Pop. Eat.
The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics. Welcome back. It's Red Pill Politics. You're up for dos numero dos. That's right, hour two. I know you can take it without the sugar. I'm going to give it to you straight here. Redpillpolitics.tv is the website where you can get some other snarky musings. And, of course, if you want to participate in our live chat, we send out a stream to the Rumble channel. Look up Red Pill Politics on Rumble. Sign up. Give us a little thumbs up. Drop a comment in and say howdy do, and join the party there. And of course, republicbroadcasting.org. Head over there, find all your favorite programmers, download their stuff, and share it around. Share the love, and please get people up to speed. We're not just talking anymore. It's about actions. What are we going to do? We got to put our heads together. And Americans are tough. All right, when you get right down to it, that spark of liberty does live in a lot of us. And those in the know have got to pull it together here and save the republic. And that's going to happen by sharing information and starting to bring ourselves together. Heck with that divide and conquer stuff. We were talking with Brian from Washington. We talked before about some pretty interesting things in the past. In particular, biochar was something that we kind of connected on. But, we were recently talking about, and you called me on it, and I agree with you, calling fossil fuels leaves the impression that these fuels came from the dinosaur era, which is categorically untrue. And getting into a larger discussion about natural processes and the climate and things like that is that you live in an area like I do where, I can go out and find anyone in town that has a backhoe to dig a 10-foot hole in the ground, and you can see that historically there was a mile of ice over our heads. There are natural things that happen on this planet in a cyclic way that really change things. You live in a similar area over there, and you mentioned a lake up there, I think it was, and a spirit forest or something. Tell me more about that. I'm wondering if that's something that I had read about, but tell me what that is again.
Spirit Lake was adjacent to Mount St. Helens, the same side of this mountain volcano that had an eruption in 1980. And a scientist from Kentucky came and realized that the trees were scoured off the adjacent hillside with the blast and then washed down into this lake. And all this wood is creating the coal that, he was looking at in Kentucky. So that's my thumbnail sketch on that subject. So I'm just saying the science is not in. Everywhere you turn is some more carbon taxes, carbon credits. It's all about carbon. You live in Massachusetts. I was still encouraging you to get up to speed on this Living Web Farms, where they're taking biomass, turning it into charcoal, and utilizing the energy in the process to grow greenhouse plants. This is not far from your neck of the woods. I'd encourage you, maybe there's a little bit of a trip out there that you could take in. And, you know, I've never really been to the East Coast at all, but Pennsylvania is not far of a drive. Have you ever heard of the issue of sewage treatment and not only that, but distilleries create a huge amount of products of spent grain? What do we do with this? And this SOMAX in Pennsylvania is currently trying to use that material to create something that doesn't have toxic chemicals in it. Because currently in states like Maine, they are using sewage treatment from metropolises on farmers' fields. So the dairy cows get to eat the grass that the sewage treatment is spread on, and we aren't stopping this circular cycle.
I'll tell you something. You're hitting on an issue, actually, that I am very familiar with. I spent years studying and working for a business whose focus, it was called New England Waste Systems, and it was a company. There were like three different sister companies, but the main one was focused on bioremediation. We were putting in these constructed wetland cells. We literally go out into an open area or fill an area flat and dig out cells, you know, holes in the ground with liners and plumbing that you would see in typical street drainage or large-scale septic. And we used a specific media combination to grow the plants. And then our hunt was to find the perfect plants for remediating what we had to. Now, I have personally constructed wetland cells that has treated landfill leachate, sewage effluent. One of my projects, this was just an experimental greenhouse that I had. We took a half dozen underground tanks, big cylindrical tanks, cut them in half, stood them on end. Each one of them was a sample cell where I ran sewage effluent right out of the sewage treatment plant. And they had us in there basically because they were getting fined like $10,000 a day for discharging into the river beyond what their permits allowed. So I started this greenhouse with canary reed grass and Phragmites. These are two fast-growing grass species that have nodes, little nodes every so many inches, where they're capable of putting out more roots. And they grow a central stalk, which is incredibly tall. It can be 15 feet tall. And the physical action of the wind would actually maintain the flow. So when you put effluent onto it, it didn't just blind and plug up and pond air. It would allow it to filter through. Now, we were messing around with all kinds of different plants, because if you think about it, I would not be opposed to, because in a good farming situation, the waste of one thing is the food of another. So if we were capable of taking that waste that we collect, our own waste is collected at a sewage treatment plant, process it in a way where what you're putting back out onto the crops is mineralized and decontaminated, then it doesn't matter. You're closing the loop, and that's a good thing. Here's what we've done. we've become such a medicated society that all of these pharmaceuticals that don't exist in nature, and I'm telling you, everything that is created under laboratory conditions, under artificial heat, artificial pressure, things that you don't find in nature, when you force those things to combine into a molecule, you put it in a capsule and you swallow it, there's nothing in nature that's going to recognize it. So that in itself became a problem that was unavoidable, is that the search for plants that would hyper-accumulate synthetics, because to finish my story with the sewage treatment plant, Brian, my research at the end, I ran them through the sample cells, and I got a lot of stuff out. I was able to flock out a huge amount of phosphorus. But one of the things that was still there was the E. coli. So what I did is I paired up with each sample cell that I had inside the greenhouse. I had a corresponding pond, and in that pond was duckweed. And duckweed happens to be the primary diet of tilapia. And when my research ended, the sewage treatment plant was not getting fined anymore, because the volume of their effluent that I ran through my research greenhouse and that emptied out into the river is almost potable water. But it's the synthetic stuff. If we stopped eating junk food, if we stopped taking pills for everything, that's why when Alex Jones said that, you know, there's talking about gay fish and gay frogs, that's because hormones get into the streams coming out of old age homes and things like that, where they go into the streams and all of the fish become male or female, depending on, you know, if it's estrogen that's being going out in the waste stream, then all the fish become female and they die out in exactly one generation. So you're hitting home with me. There are natural cycles and ways that we can deal with waste, turn waste into fuel or food or whatever. Compost, I mean, there's a lot we can do. And the only thing that got in the way is the monopolies that government partnered with.
Okay, so, yeah, I was just going to bring up the hormone issue. If everybody's going on and on, I don't care if you're a tranny, I don't care if you're questioning your gender, this is your business, but what if these hormone imbalancing chemicals are making it through the treatment process and ending up, we're eating this in the dairy products that we eat.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit of American ingenuity and, you know, we can look into this and create some sort of a way where we aren't messing up this whole process. So I'm just encouraging you. The acronym is HTC. It's hydrothermal carbonization. This is a separate thing from my interest in biochar. It's a guy by the name of Dan Spratklin, and we've had email interactions. He's very adamant, no, I will not go on any broadcast to discuss my business. He's a CEO up there in Pennsylvania. We'd love to send you some information on this, because I think it's just another example of we don't have all the pieces to the puzzle.
You know, but that's the great thing about America. What should be happening, if they'd unharnessed the real power of a free market system, where government's just supposed to prevent monopolies, and all they seem to do is create them and skew the direction of technology advancements. Now, this is exactly the area where if all of the brightest minds out there, famous and infamous, got together, threw their ideas on the table, and just let science in that drive to be part of the free market system here, let it do its thing organically. You know, we didn't have all the answers either. And when I left the project and that type of thing, and I worked on Plum Island, too. You want to talk about treating some scary stuff. When I left, my final thoughts out of all that I saw and did and experiments and readings and whatever is that we could easily clean up 95% of our waste stream and focusing on possibly finding, like I said, plants that would hyperaccumulate something, some plant somewhere, some grass, some whatever that would actually was attracted to and would bond to these synthetic things. And as it's taken up and become part of the plant tissue, that could be harvested, baled, and incinerated. That's how you mineralize and break things down in their most basic components is they get thrown in an incinerator. So, that's what I came down to. But, there might be things out there now that, you could run a waste stream through that would disassociate some of these medications that are in the water or whatever. But there's a lot of usable organic material that's being treated as waste that could be composted and reused and keep things much more localized. You wouldn't see great big point source pollution, which usually comes in cities and big corporations, things like that. Good stuff. Thanks for bringing that up again. I think that's an area that easily an economy looking forward in a new America, a free America again, is an area that easily could be unleashed and allow people in the brightest out there to figure out some of these local, keep pollution local, solve them locally as quickly as you can.
So if you're in a big rush, I understand, but could you say your email contact because we'd like to scoot a little information along to you?
Sure. You can either send it to redpillpoliticsshow@gmail.com, or better yet is just to go to redpillpolitics.tv. There's a contact form right there. Shoot me an email, and I'll definitely tuck that away in a folder because, this does strike a nerve with me. I'm very familiar with what you're talking about. And, the science around that, the real science, is pretty exciting stuff.
Can I just conclude the conversation with saying my people are from Detroit and my sweeties are from Chicago. This Great Lakes area has been poisoned hideously from industrial problems. And what if you took a charcoal-like substance called biochar and it will suck up all of this toxins and you turn it into concrete, asphalt, bricks? This is the kind of American innovation I think needs a little bit of exposure. We'll leave it at that. Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for the call. It's Brian from Washington. That's a subject. Boy, I could tee right off for an easy 2 hours straight just on the amazing things that have been researched. Some really nasty chemical spills that have happened over the years. And going back and reflecting on some of the jobs that I had, people I've talked to and backroom discussions that I've heard. I live in an area where Monsanto is active. A lot of people were employed there. And every once in a while, there were guys that would get thrown a little extra cash to load up their pickup truck with barrels, stuff they just needed to get rid of. There's places in the town that I grew up in where I stumbled across great big just piles of barrels from there. there's spots of pollution all over this country that we're going to have to address. I've got a quick break coming up. It's Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. See you in just a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
And a constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised,
the place where he was born and raised.
We are back. How do you do, everybody? This is Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Republicbroadcasting.org is that website. Head on over. Share the love. Lots of great programming. 7 days a week. No excuses. All right. Want you to share the love. Hit the donation button. Keep the lights on and keep things expanding. All right. We need to open up some minds here. Because guess what? It is going to get bumpy out there. We need people tuned into what's going on. You can tune in to shows that talk about geopolitics, preparedness, some great preparedness shows here that you're missing. So please do check it out and sponsor us if you can. You may have a business you like to advertise. Get in touch with the station. All right? There's lots of ways you can help out. and some of the best arrangements are those that are mutually beneficial. All right, so if you can help the station and get you some advertising, that sounds mutually beneficial to me. Anyways, we're going to jump right in. We've got another caller from the great state of Texas. Alan, how are you tonight? You're on the air.
I'm good, my friend, and I'll be back on the air in about 12 hours from now, or it's 10 o'clock, whatever, you know, I lose track of time. Time doesn't mean anything to me. It's a construct of man.
Yeah, you will. I tuck them in bed at night, and you get them up in the morning.
but my friend, I swear to God, I will start off by saying, my friend, you understand we're in a lot of trouble. I mean, you talk about it, you know. We are in a lot of trouble, you know. If it's not what's being done to us, it's just the sheer idiocracy that we've been that people have been turned into. You know, it kind of like, you know, your last caller almost started off calling and attacking you, saying it's like, you know, it's not dead dinosaurs. It's like, no, you understand perfectly. It's oil is abiotic. The earth produces it like it does water. You know, the Indians. They figured out even this far down in Texas, there was buffalo down here in down in central Texas before it got all fenced off and the cattle industry came in. They figured out that it's like, well, when the buffalo left, if they set fire to the prairies and burned it off and created biochar so it would draw the buffalo back the next time. You know, they knew the natural cycles. They knew how to live in nature, you know.
There was competition there, too, and they went out and tried to, you know, butcher all the bison at the same time, too.
Yeah, that was when the Americans came in. They figured out the only way they could get rid of the Indians, the Native Americans, was to kill their food source, which was the buffalo that they followed. You know, that was that whole thing. It wasn't just for the hides; it was just killing them off. It was the English colonization style. You kill the food source, you kill the people. You know,
right? It's like a genocide of the times. They're messing with our food right now. This is the modern day equivalent, wouldn't you say?
Oh, my friend. Well, we're in the middle of it. I mean, my friend. It's like I sit here and I listen to your show. I stay up late on Saturday night and I listen to your show, and it's scary. It's scary, Dave, to listen to you. You're half a continent away from me, but you could be inside my skin, inside my brain. Everything you talk about, I'm like going, yes. You know, I've never been to Plum Island. I didn't know you worked out on Plum Island. That's kind of creepy, you know, but. We've done the same thing, environmental sciences, you know, I've done, you know, developmental sciences, embryology, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, all this crap that's going on, I understand it perfectly, my friend, and what you talk about, you present yourself a lot better than I do. I wish I could present myself as well as you do, because people would probably believe me more. You know, I'm not on the internet. I don't have all this other stuff. You know, I'm pretty much Fred Flintstone. I don't even have a wife named Wilma. I've got a dog named Onto. You know, I live with my animals out here. I'm sitting here and I listen to you, and I'm just in amazement. It's like, this guy's like inside my head. He's my brain. You know, it's freaky, my friend. It really is freaky. You know what you
but
talk
isn't
about.
It a little bit of a little inspiring and kind of charge your batteries a little bit to just ponder for a minute how many amazing patriots lived in between where you are and where I am right now. How many of them are out there? How could we connect and it's about brush fires of liberty for me. You know, and when an idea has had its time and patriots become aware. You know, a true patriot, a true leader, does not need someone to come up and tell them what to do. They see the situation, the conditions, the circumstances of reality, and they just do. They know intuitively we've got to organize. We've got to build our allies. We've got to educate ourselves and prioritizing what your needs are. Real leaders start to lead. It's an amazing thing.
And you know, my friend. You know, so many people say we're preaching to the choir. But, you know, even if we're preaching to the choir, even the choir of these choir practices.
We've got a break coming up on us right here, but stay with us, and we'll jump into this on the other side. It's Red Pill Politics.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I told you I'd just take a moment. Please do head over to publicbroadcasting.org. Check things out and share love. Hit the donation button. And as well, redpillpolitics.tv. Make sure you get on the old mailing list. Any show ideas, comments, and hate mail, send them on over and I'll treat them appropriately. That's all I can promise. We are on the phone right now with Alan from Texas. This is just not any Alan. This is Alan from Republic of Texas Radio. I tuck you in at night, put you to bed, and you get up in the morning to Alan and Steve from Republic of Texas Radio. So we're in the present of greatness here, man. You start the day off tomorrow and get people riled up.
Dave, if you really listen to what you're saying, you go to sleep with one nightmare and wake up with another nightmare. I hate to say that, but you know, if you look at what's really going on, it's like, you know, folks, we're in a lot of trouble. I think the first broadcast I came on, I came on and I said, people, I'm here to tell you we're in a lot of trouble. You know, that was, you know, 7+ years ago, you know, the first broadcast I did, because I understood then, and I've learned a lot since then. And you, my friend, you don't know how much of a treasure you are. You know, I wish I had the internet so I could, like, go to your network and everything and your website and see all your material. But just listen to you on Saturday nights. You don't know how weird and creepy as it is, because I can kind of understand why people don't like to listen to me when I talk to them, because listening to you is like, you know, I'm sitting here listening to Dave and I'm like, he's inside my brain, and I'm like, I understand why a lot of people around me don't like to listen to me, because what I actually know is going on and what I know is being brought against us is not a real comfortable thing to understand. But if you don't understand it...
I appreciate the comments and everything, but in all fairness, there were a lot of people a whole lot smarter than me that were all pieces of the puzzle that helped put things together. Because I was one of those people that I hear so often right now when they hear the latest craziness in the news from our government, and they say, I just can't believe it. I just can't believe they did that. You know, you come to a point in time where you say, I can't believe they did that, because here's what I know about them. And you, I don't know.
When you first came on air, I heard you use the term limnology. And I've not heard that term in 35 years. No one I was ever associated with even knew what limnology was, you know. When I heard you use that word, it's like this guy knows what he's talking about.
I think you can put a microphone in front of almost anybody, and eventually they're going to say something that is, you know, where obviously you've hit on something. It's either a passion or an interest of theirs, and they talk with such specificity.
I've always been in tune with nature, and limnology is nature. That's the study of inland, freshwater bodies, you know, lakes, rivers, everything else, you know, inland lake, you know, freshwater, you know, I've had, you know, invertebrate phylogeny, you know, and you know, freshwater invertebrates and all these classes, ichthyology, all these things. My friend, I'll let you get on with your show. You probably have some other callers coming on after me, but I just wanted to say it's kind of creepy listening to you. It's almost like sitting here listening to myself, because you're a creepily refreshing end to my Saturday night.
I do appreciate that, but give us a teaser. What are you guys going to be talking about in the morning? What do you think is going to
don't ever have, my co-host Steve does not have my scientific background and everything, but I think it's kind of refreshing for people, because we will start off on something, and I'll drive down any road you want to, even if I have to, if I have to lock it in four-wheel drive or pull myself off a log in the middle of a river, I can do it, you know. I've been there. I've done it. I will talk about anything, my friend.
Nice. Yeah, I've had people ask me before. Yeah, you have a good night, and thanks for calling in. That's Alan from Texas.
Thank you for being out there, man.
Texas Radio tomorrow morning, first thing. So please tune into that. But yeah, you know what? There's greatness in everybody. I mean, that's the wonderful thing about liberty, and why rights in the United States of America, everything throughout the Constitution, it is unavoidable, completely unavoidable. And this is where it's a direct conflict with the progressives that capture control of the Democrat Party. direct antithesis of what they preach and what they want, the world that they want to see us in, is individual rights. You have the individual right, because inside of everybody, the poorest child out there, you could have the worst chronic alcoholic parents in the world, have a horrible start to your life. But you as an individual, the liberty to move freely, to be able to think freely, to choose a different way of life, to educate yourself out of that situation through a series of smart decisions. And all of those abilities, all of those options, every one that you can imagine, they're innumerable. Unlike the powers of government, which are enumerated, Article 1, Section 8, a good place to start. All right, your options for greatness are innumerable. And individuals can do great things. There's greatness inside of everybody. There's things that flip your trigger, man. They're just an interest, a passion to you. You become a local authority on that. Now, what is missing? What needs to go along with that? Enjoy all those rights and liberties, folks. Congratulations, you're an American. Start acting like it. Here's what goes with it. With all those rights, and this has always been my criticism of the youth in the government schools and the way they're churning out these entitled little socialists and little commies. It is unbelievable is that they got the right for everything. The right to women's reproductive health. You know, I mean, you're either pro-life or pro-death. Don't let them put another label on it. But they want all these rights, and never once do they talk about responsibility. Nor do they talk about your most important right being the right to fail. So they collectivize things. All those losers out there that can't pull their own weight, or worse yet, won't pull their own weight, feeling entitled, feeling that you know, the color of their skin or the color of mine might be interfering with them having those cool things that everyone else has. So they get a little something, they get a crumb, they get a friggin' Obama phone, they get fuel assistance, some food stamps. All right, they get those little crumbs for free. But you can't afford what's coming. You can't afford those discounts. We got to weave into our daily lives, along with those passions and those pursuits of liberty, is constant vigilance. Just like the youth wanting all the rights and none of the responsibilities, you know, we want our Second Amendment right, we want our First Amendment right, we want all these rights, right? Yeah, we always talk about it, and we point to the Constitution, there it is, and you violated it, right? Well, it doesn't do a whole lot of good just to recognize it after the fact and then have a little bitch session, whining in your beer about it. Constant vigilance. It should not have ever gotten this bad. Never. And stop grasping for the damn stars. I hope you don't think that it doesn't look very good. Mitch McConnell getting reelected. Are you frigging kidding me? The GOP was on full stand down. The first order of business for the constitutional conservatives that call themselves Republicans, if you don't spin on your heels and just sink your teeth right into the rhinos that are all around you, you can't swing a dead cat in your party without hitting a rhino. You have got to smoke them out and run them out of town. Bring on the political pain. Bring on the political pain to these people. There's no way you're going to win anything, especially if you're a Trump supporter. If you're a Trump supporter and you think he's going to glide through in 2024 with the existing scumbags inside of your party, right? Because there's progressives, you see, in Republicans and Democrats. All right, I often call them Republicrats for that reason. It's the establishment. It's not the normies, the liberals, the classic Democrats who just like to help others and otherwise love their country. All right, they, you know, in Republicans the same way, you got classic old-time conservatives who just want small government, low taxes, you know, for government to mind its own business. You know, smaller government versus bigger government, but both wanted it for reasons of freedom and liberty. There's a few of those left in each party, but the establishment, they're one and the same. They're the left and right wing of the same monster. So, yeah, don't think you're going to just elect Trump and he's going to go in there like a wrecking ball and get rid of all your enemies. It's all of the whole machine around. They're compromised, heavily compromised. Globalists, the ones that are outright admitted globalists, got to go. Schumer is out there. It would tell us that those of us that talk about replacement immigration are conspiracy theorists, racist, white nationalists, and all these horrible things. Yeah, he went up there this week, you know, without actually saying those words, just saying, well, because we're not reproducing it at a sustainable rate here in America, we absolutely must provide, exempt the illegals, the 11 million or whatever. That's what he said, 11 million or whatever, however many. They don't know. It's over 11 million. Grant them amnesty. Unbelievable. People like that, okay, Title 8, Section 1324, all right, it's a violation of federal law. All right, just go look at that. It's very short. You can read it in 2 minutes. All right, Title 8, Section 1324. There's people right from that dirtbag Chuck Schumer right down in your little itty-bitty town, wherever you are. If you're a place that has been a landing zone for these illegal aliens, those people are subject to this federal crime. It is a federal crime. Let's enforce it. We have a lot of laws on the books that are just not enforced. And they come rushing, oh, well, we've got a problem over here with the border. We need to reform and create some new laws. Really? All right. Let's sit down and grade the performance of the ones that you have. All right, you no good SOBs. Let's do an audit. There should be citizen audits all over the place, man. Bring the pressure on. Ratchet right down on them. America should look more like Brazil. Now, the third thing on my list I want to make sure that I hit on. If you're going to have any meaningful resistance to globalization, I've said this before and I'm going to repeat it again now, that's the brush fires of liberty that break out all over the world. The yellow vest, all right, the austerity measures that when they were hitting France and they were out in the streets. Brazil right now, they got screwed. The same globalists that are tinkering with our elections here in America had their fingers in the pot over there. Only those people are in the streets. You go there to their capital and you look at the aerial, you can't see the ground and the pavement. It is a sea of green and yellow. The people are there and they're a permanent fixture. It isn't like they go home in the late afternoon, early evening when it starts to get brisk or when the rain comes. They put a stake in the ground and said, nope, not going to do it. Not going to do it. Not getting away with it this time. So what are we going to do here? I mean, is it going to be continued apathy? Just letting the dribs and drabs of the election fraud, the things that they did, You know, granted, there's always, there's probably never going to be an election where 100% of everyone who ever cheated, maybe someone who voted twice, or, you know, you're never, ever, ever going to get 100% compliance. But this is institutionalized electioneering and rigging. Institutionalized. It's got to be torn down. We have no democracy. And those who say we got to save our democracy or we got to strengthen our democracy, no. You've got to get it back. There is no democracy right now. Right now, it's gone. The democracy part of our republic was very ill for years, but it is gone now. Any threat to the system, those that are connected to the central bankers, most notably, they'll never be allowed in office. Meaningful opposition. I was encouraged by Comer when he came out and announced the investigation of Biden. I mean, treason, human trafficking. Man, imagine. Got a final couple-minute break here, and we'll wrap things up on the other end. It's Red Pill Politics. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. Talk soon.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in here tonight. It's been an absolute hoot. I want to thank Brian from Washington, Alan from Texas for calling in, and, of course, to the listeners out there who stay up late here with me and kick it off across the country here on the East Coast, 10 to midnight. And as always, please do head over, subscribe at our Rumble channel. Red Pill Politics is on Rumble. And you can jump in now. We send a live stream out of the actual live Republic Broadcasting Network show of Red Pill Politics every single Saturday. So participate. Jump in there. It's kind of new and exciting, but we're reestablishing on some other platforms because we're going to be putting the word out. Things are not looking good, and there's not too many places where we can share and discuss what's going on around us. And, you know, prepare ourselves. There's brighter days out there. Keep in mind that the solution is going to be local. All right, there's some bad actors, and we have to educate ourselves on what's going on. FTX, what happened there, this is a great big money laundering thing, involved the Democrats. Crypto exchange is all a very nice, tight-knit circle. Again, go and look at the partners. Those public-private partners, who's involved? Is the World Economic Forum involved? Yeah. How much are they involved? Well, enough to be at the G20. Klaus Schwab, who is not the leader of anything. He is just a guy with a friggin' idea. And he's about to enslave the entire world around this World Economic Forum. This front group. Globalization is not what we were told it was. The solution, the first thing that we need to do, we should look towards Brazil. All right? They're getting her done. Brazil's getting her done over there. That's what we should be thinking about doing. Keep sending the emails, but it appears that those are not quite enough to incentivize our leaders, you know, to start adhering to the Constitution. That our elections are fraudulent. And that is that. We're not conspiracy theorists. We're just pointing to the conspiracy. We've got to be heard, folks. We're going to go right down the friggin' drain. I'm telling you, they've decided that this is a transition. We're in it. Right? Not if we want it. Just letting us know we're in it. Hey, love and appreciate y'all. I really do thank you for tuning in. Fly your flags high, keep your powder dry, love each other out there. We'll see you next Saturday.
I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.